Okay, I'm going to talk about floss manuals, and I'm just restarting my computer because I know that sometimes works. Floss Manuals is an organisation started by Adam Hyde, who's a New Zealander who lives in Berlin at the moment. He's been in Europe for most of his life, really, most of his adult life. And has anyone heard of it? Right, some of you. Floss Manuals writes manuals for open source software. You see, that's working. In a collaborative kind of way. And so far, they've written about, they've finished about 100 books and have started a few more, and there have been about 1,000 authors of those 100 books. And they're in about 30 languages, I think. Right, okay, that's working. So we write documentation for end users, not for people like you. It's not like Doxygen, it's like how to use Firefox, how to use OpenOffice. And a lot of it is about how to use multimedia stuff, which is why I'm in this mini-conf and not another one. Well, Conrad needed someone to talk, so that's why. Because Adam, he started off as an artist, doing streaming video, and he ended up spending his whole time trying to tell people how it works. And so then he went into documentation and then ended up retiring as an artist. We use a JavaScript editor on a kind of wiki platform, and so all the books are actually written directly in HTML, not in anything fancy. And from the HTML, they're published in various formats. So our source format is HTML. So it differs from Wikipedia and Wikibooks and things like that, in that to get a book started, you need to ask an admin to start the book. And they'll, if it's a valid book, which means, you know, there is some software or some process that needs documenting, it'll be started, especially if you're volunteering to write it. If you're not volunteering to write it, then it probably won't be. And then before it gets kind of officially blessed and pushed out to people, well, an admin has to do that. So it kind of gets checked at either end, which just means it's not so good for spamming in if you're trying to sell drugs. You can put it in the book, but it actually won't get out beyond the authors who are using the editable format. It won't be published out to the world. And similar kind of things like Wikibooks, there's a million books have been started, or maybe it's a billion, I lose count. And there's about 12 of them are finished, because everyone just has a slightly different take on every topic, and they just start a new book. So the Floss Manuals process kind of restricts people to the books, it limits the number of books, which actually works better for ending up with a better book. And a lot of the books are written in book sprints, which is like a code sprint. It's a whole lot of people get together. Here's an example. They get together in a room, and this one, they wrote a book called How to Bypass Internet Censorship. The usual evangelical thing to say is it was written in 5 days, but actually there's work before that and after that. But there were 5 days where all these people were together. And it was sponsored by someone who, they didn't like the Iranian government, and so Didn't like that the Iranian government was blocking, you know, internet access. So we wrote the book in English, and then it got translated to Persian. And they paid for all of that, which is all of that is bringing a whole lot of people together in this room. This person here, you see, you know, the internet censorship people, sort of like secretive and all that. And they were so secretive that they even put their something over their head when they're being photographed. They were still using a Mac though. So they came together for 5 days. But most of the, there's actually work, if you look at the log, people were working on this earlier, you know, just sort of touching a whole lot of files, setting up the chapters, and then it's going to jump forward to, yeah, suddenly it all starts, oh no, this is them just setting up the chapters, suddenly it all starts happening, everyone is writing on the book, and then it sort of slows down, and people are still fixing up little bits of it for weeks after, well, forever, really. It's, you know, it's kind of like people change full stops and stuff. It's taking a wee while, so I'll jump it forward. Just in case you haven't paid attention for the last few hours, you can just do this. This is how simple it is to make a video. You see, now the book sprint started, so all these people were running together, making the book. And that goes on for 5 days, and then it sort of slows right down, people, you know, touching a file here and there. And that, if the video went on, it would go on till today, but it doesn't. And so to start a book, you just kind of send an email to the list saying it needs doing and saying that you'll do it, and it'll get started. But then to get a book sprint, you actually need to get someone to come up with money. And Adam's good at doing that. He goes around Google and Mozilla and all those people, and they actually pay out money. Okay, getting on to multimedia. This is a clipped snapshot of our screenshot of the English front page, which kind of shows that a lot of the things have got something to do with multimedia. And how much time do I have anyway? I mean, altogether. When am I meant to end? Okay, that's the English one. I'll show you some of these manuals. I've got how long have I got?
2 minutes.
2 minutes to. No.
Two.
2 minutes. What is it? Oh, I've got 15 minutes. All right. And this is the Farsi or Persian front page. There's actually a lot more books. I mean, this goes way down to that there on the front page of the English one, and fewer of them in Persian. But there's, you know, still quite a few. A lot of them are video ones, and there's altogether there's 30 languages. I don't know how good they are in different languages. And then if you go to the away from the published ones, the front page has ones that are available in PDF and in book form and EPUB and all kinds of things, and, you know, official. And that, if you go to the editing side of it, there's a whole lot more that are either obsolete because they were written, you know, 5 years ago, or they're not finished, or for some reason they're just not published. And there's a lot of multimedia ones there too that some of them could do with work if you didn't have enough to do already. What I'll do is I'll show you an example of them. So this as the interface that people use to edit at the moment. And you just kind of click on some... Yeah. You see, it's a bad network here. I'll wait for that to load. That's that other thing. Right, here's an example of a published book. This is actually a Persian one again. And this is kind of shows the form that they have. Lots of pictures, lots of screenshots, and just, you know, words. It's basically, it goes as far as saying, you know, click on the file menu, go to... It goes right through every little last detail just to get... so that no one can miss it. And the same with the command line stuff. And it tells you, it shows you a picture of the command line. Or sometimes it's just a, you know, pre-tag, but it's pretty much the same. Anyway. Yeah. So this is the Audacity one, and to... You just edit it in a HTML editor, kind of thing. And there's this little IRC gateway on the side. So people discuss this on IRC as they do it. But anyway, back to what we use now is Twiki, which is a very old Perl wiki, which has been modified to the point where it's not really a wiki anymore, because we don't want magical linking from one page to another. We want more like a content management system where everything is kept linear, you know, because it's ending up as a book. And we're using a thing called ReportLab to make the PDFs, which is terrible. It won't do right to left text, it'll only do left to right. But it does very good, it deals with the pages very well. And there's Adam, who some of you know. What's going on here? Here we go. And now this is where I come in, is Adam pays me money to write new software for him. I don't write the books. I don't have anything to do with that, really. But they pay me money. And the bit I work on is this Objavi, which is the thing that will turn the HTML into PDFs and EPUBs and stuff like that. And it works well with right-to-left text. And this man here, Adso, is working on a new bookie, which is like a wiki, but it makes books instead of web pages. And I'm not going to talk about this stuff because it's not really the topic. Okay. The answer to the question that you're probably going to ask is DocBook and any real structured markup language is a barrier to people who want to start writing a book. And so if we used any of those as our main language, then the number of participants would drop right down from 1,000 to 10. And of course, all of them could learn how to use DocBook in 3 days, but then that leaves 2 days to write the book, and they're still a little bit confused. There are, you know, there's 100 or so documentation projects out there that do use good markup. There's only Floss Manuals that uses HTML, and it's terrible like this. But Floss Manuals writes a whole lot more books and has a whole lot more participants because it's worse. And If you can't stand using HTML, you can go and use the other ones, and it doesn't matter. But it does mean that we can't do a whole lot of magical transformations and stuff, because HTML was written by a JavaScript editor in a browser, and sometimes people write in Word and they cut and paste, and it's just awful. And we use GPL as the license for all everything, almost everything anyway, and the HTML was the source for that. Here's some links, if you care. What do you want to hear more about, if anything? I can show you more examples of the... Oh.
Sorry.
You should...
Adam Hyde seems to be
Adam Hyde seems to be the man who's sort of created this. How community-like is... I'll let you know, I've been lurking on the mailing list for a few months now, just sort of wondering how best to be able to contribute some skills to this kind of thing. But I'm a bit curious about the community. How, because everything's based around sprints, which are obviously face-to-face, and Adam Hyde seems to be sort of the linchpin for the entire community. How much real collaboration is there?
It's a good question. I don't quite know, because I don't really write the books. There are some things that happen without Adam. Like he's got a few lieutenants, or lieutenants, depending where you come from. Like Anne Gentle has run some book sprints. She's in Texas, I think. But I wouldn't carry on without Adam sort of pushing it. He's and it slowed down a bit because he fell in love. You see, it kind of ruined it all. You know, it was his driving passion, and now it's not quite.
I guess that begs the question, then what happens if Adam leaves? What happens if Adam is run over by a bus, to use the old example?
Yeah, I think it would keep going, but things like funding, which he's good at getting.
That's my next question, actually. Where does funding come from?
He'll go to San Francisco and he'll go and visit Mozilla. He goes and visits the Open Society Institute and Internet Archive, Google. What are those people? He gets a little bit of funding for some project and that book gets done. And like as a programmer, he gets a bit of money from... we got some money from archive.org to make EPUBs work. So what I was doing changes to doing what the funding he's got is. So it's kind of like... It's like he scrabbles around the internet, around the world, like he's flying the whole time, and finding money for making books and writing.
Does that mean that there's a corporate? There's almost a corporate agenda there. Then the books that are funded are the ones that get written. What happens? Is there a more organic way of getting a book created?
Some of the books were written without a book sprint, especially the older ones, because before they kind of invented this process. And some of them have been, I think it was a Blender book, was just recently updated anyway, in a book sprint in Berlin, because no one in Europe has real jobs and they just got to get together and do it. And then there was that one, the Circumvention Tools one, that was funded by an NGO. So it does depend a bit on money for getting a sprint and getting that push behind it. But the older ones, I think, were mainly written by Adam, just in his bedroom. Does that answer everything?
Yeah, that does answer.
It doesn't really, because I don't really know how to what extent it's the community thing or not. No, no.
Or it's underneath, or does it all come, is it all sort of generated from
definitely
the
funding? A lot comes up from underneath, obviously.
The one I talked about, that was pretty organic. Mm-hmm. They did it in Boston as a book sprint. The one that Talk with Child one, yeah, did it in Boston as a book sprint, but it was still pretty community orientated. And I think the guys that write the activities keep updating it, particularly Walter.
Yeah, so, I saw Walter.
Like his term, what's it called? Total Art one. He still updates that as he writes new code for it. So it's that's not being driven by any external.
Are they videoing this? I guess the question I've got then is how much is collaborative in that kind of thing? If we're relying on someone like Walter to be updating his book and constantly maintaining it, how much is community driven?
I mean, another book, maybe the Octiora book, which was written this summer in a book sprint in Berlin. We were like maybe five people writing it initially there, but there were already then four people that were participating from around the world. Then I think several people in this room have made minor changes or read through it and corrected it, and this is ongoing. If there are changes to the tools, this gets updated. So this is a way of, I think, the community-driven documentation of the tools for creating Octiora videos. And so there was funding for the book sprint, but this happened within another event. So the events provided a room, and there was some money spent on travel that people could come to this event. But beyond that, it was a community initiative. It wasn't that people did it because they got paid or something.
There are more books than there have ever been book sprints. So some of them must have been just generated.
Quick question is, if you're reading actually one of these books or have downloaded or bought it, is there information about how you would contribute back if you were a user who has found a shortcoming?
Yeah, in every book there tends to be an introduction which explains the process, how it came about, so you could look that up. And there's always a credits page that says who wrote it.
So I presume these don't all actually have to be printed. If it's a book that's live and still in development and continuing to be developed.
Yeah, they're printed on demand. So if you want a paper copy, you order it and it gets printed. Yeah, so some of them have been printed in print runs, like the GNU command line manual got a few hundred printed. There's the Free Software Foundation printed it under their auspices.
Yep. Go, like printing your bunch of CDs.
Yeah.
Have to run or not, as they choose.
Yeah. Any more questions? Well, who's next?